Gatha of Atonement, Sangemon. All harmful actions ever committed by me since of old, all harmful actions ever committed to me since of old, on account of beginningless greed, anger, ignorance, born of body, mouth, and thought, now I acknowledge am at one with them all. Now I acknowledge and am at one with them all is a way of saying zazening, is saying noticing and experiencing. Really, it's just experiencing, except that we entangle in thoughts about he didn't do it, I should have, whether with our thoughts, with our feelings, with our mouth, with our body. So in a sense, Gatha of Atonement is simply an articulation of zazening. Zazening is manifesting, embodying the at-one-ment of this life that we are. This being what's beyond our ideas. Life doesn't fit any of any things that we say about it. It is not a thing. It is this, if I say, this mystery that's beyond us and yet is right here, this life that we are, this experiencing moment that is Azani, that is our breathing, walking, talking, all the functionings of this moment. And yet, it requires our effort not for experiencing, but to make the effort when we're entangled in greed, anger, and ignorance, which just appear as cause and effect, appear inside, outside, appear as manifesting as body, as mouth, as thought, emotions, and so forth. In China in the 9th century, there was this family of practitioners known as the Pongs. I might be pronouncing it wrong. Some of you might be familiar with Layman Pong, and of course his wife, Mrs. Pong, and his daughter, and also his son. All of them practiced, all of them were accomplished practitioners, and there's a number of texts in which they have interactions with others. They express their practice, their understanding. So, one day, Layman Pong said about practice, "Oh, difficult, difficult. It's like trying to scatter 10,000 sesame seeds over a tree." Mrs. Pong right away responded, "Oh, easy, easy, easy. It's like touching your feet to the ground when you get off the bed. The daughter commented, "Not difficult, not easy, on the tips of 10,000 grasses, the ancestor's meaning." There's actually several other times where they comment about this just thing. Someone asked Pong, this might be the reason he said it, because on another occasion, another person asked Pong, "Is Zen difficult or easy?" And he said, "Oh, very difficult, like trying to hit the moon with a stick." So this person thought, "Oh, Zen's very difficult." But then he went to ask Mrs. Pong, "Your husband said Zen is difficult. I ask you, is Zen difficult or easy?" She said, "Oh, Zen is very easy. It's like touching your nose when you wash your face in the morning." Man didn't understand. He thought to himself, Mr. Pong says Zen is difficult. Mrs. Pong says it's very easy. Ooh, which one's correct? So he went and asked Pong Jr., the son, and said, "Your father said Zen is very difficult. Your mother said it's very easy. Which one is correct?" The son said, "Oh, if you think it's difficult, it's difficult. If you think it's easy, it's easy. Don't make difficult and easy." Ah, this guy was persistent. He wasn't satisfied. So these Pongs, they're very strange. So then he went to the daughter. He says, "Everyone in your family has a different answer to my question. Your mother says Zen is easy. Your father says Zen is difficult. Your brother says don't make difficult or easy. So I ask you, is Zen difficult or easy?" She says to him, "Go drink tea." All sorts of stories we make about our life, about our practice effort. I'll say, as comments, it's as easy as touching the ground with your walking stick, with that walking stick, as hard as touching the ground with a walking stick. See? Beginningless arising of entanglements, just this moment, all sorts of opportunities, just this moment. Experiencing is who you are, who we are, every one of us. And yet, beginningless greed arises, beginningless anger arises. Beginningless means it doesn't start here, and yet it's not here until this moment. Cause effect results in something arising. Greed, anger, and ignorance is just broad general categorizations for where and how we entangle. No problem with no entangling, and yet because emotions, thoughts, because our mouth speaks sometimes before, as they say, our gears are engaged. Mouth speaks before the gears are engaged. Body reacts without us even being present, despite that we're present. It's vital for us to notice. That's now I acknowledge. Noticing. Noticing is not to add judgment, not to say, "Oh, I'm so this, I'm so that, he show this, it's that fault." It's the opportunity of zazening, of being at one. the opportunity, if we use the word, forgetting self. Forgetting self is just an expression, but there's no self to forget, except when we insist. When we insist, then we make the effort. Experiencing lives us, our zazen zazens us. And it's not limited to the Zendo, though it's most important. We must do it. And it's most wonderful during our life, because that's what gives us the taste on our tongue of the life that we have, allows us to be the experiencing moment as this universe, as this moment. So, easy, good. Difficult, good. Not easy, not difficult, wonderful. Very easy, very difficult, wonderful. I encourage all of us to appreciate our life, which is being this experiencing, and appreciate the opportunities when we notice we're entangling, reacting. That's why Dogen encourages us to study self. That's the noticing. Forgetting self, that's experiencing. Being awakened by the myriad dharmas, just living this universe that we are. So in the practice principles, we say, being just this moment, that's our opportunity to manifest in compassion, taking care of whatever, whoever, however, this moment opportunity we can, whether it's so-called taking care of others, taking care of ourselves, taking care of the plant that needs some water, or getting all entangled. And why is this plant? Oh, I forgot to. She didn't water. Ah, this bugs, etc. Just as easy as the tips of the grasses that surround us. And then have a cup of tea. Or, if you want, enjoy your ice cream. Thank you.